wonder on questions that God knows all about. We ponder and we meditate on the whys. We question things. It's natural. But I'm thankful that God knows all things. Help me sing it this morning if you know it. As I look back on all of my days, in so many times, in so many ways, I have been blessed, and all I can say is God is still good. Sometimes the night brings sorrow and pain. Sometimes my tears, they fall like the rain. But through it all, He's never changed. God is still good. God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night when I've done all I can and I don't understand. God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken my way, but showers of blessings may come any day. He'll bring me through and I'll stand and say, God is still good. There have been times I've let Him down. I've made mistakes, but still I have found. I may stumble and fall, yet through it all, God is still good. Mercy still flows from the palm of His hands. He will give grace and help me to stand. Although He knows how unworthy I am, God is still good. God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night when I've done all I can and I don't understand. God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken my way, but showers of blessings may come any day. He'll bring me through and I'll stand and say, God is still good. Y'all sing a chorus with me this morning. It ain't hard. God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night when I've done all I can and I don't understand. God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken my way, but showers of blessings will come any day. He'll bring me through and I'll stand and say, God is still good. And this morning, that's all I know to say about it. That God is still good. Though the waves seem high, they seem like they're crashing all around. God is still good. In the middle of the night, in my darkest hour, God is still good. Though I don't have all the answers in this life, I'm thankful that God is still good. That would be, I guess, my thought this morning. And I don't have a lot. I've got a few verses of Scripture that I want to try to read this morning. And I want to talk a little bit this morning about the sovereignty and the goodness of God. I want to talk a little bit about God's will this morning. And I know a lot of times in this life it seems we tend to worry a lot. We worry about things that's completely out of our control. We ponder, why did these things happen? Or why did it have to be this way? And that's out of our control. But I'm thankful this morning that there's one that is in control. I'm thankful this morning when we think about God's sovereignty, that He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He has preeminence. He is the first and the last. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Creator. As we read there, my boys last week and trying to learn Bible verses, hey, we're studying on, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. First verse of the Bible. I want them to know what and who we are created by. It is not a manifestation of particles and things that just so happened to come together that formed man, and that the earth was just formed out of happenstance. And I want them to know that we have a Creator. That He spoke us and this world into existence. That He is whom we have to answer to, and He is whom we have to trust in. Amen. He created us. And I'm thankful that God has a plan, even though in my life I cannot see it. Even though my way becomes blinded to me, I'm thankful that God has a plan and that He knows all things. I want to take some text this morning, some familiar scripture. But I want to go to the 4th chapter of James and the 13th verse. 4th chapter of James, starting in the 13th verse. Pray for me. It says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice and you boast, and all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And I want to look here as James, I believe to be the Lord's brother, but as he's writing this epistle, and as he has written this, and he talks about a thing that I believe that most of us are all acquainted with. We get caught up in the hustle and the bustle of life, and we begin to think about time. And here it is, as James is writing this, he says, you get to pondering within yourself, well, tomorrow I've got plans to do this, and next week I've got scheduled to do this, and we write all of these things down in our calendar because we are such busy people. We have all manner of things in this life going on. And so James here, this was even something that has went on for a long time, but James is talking about this as it was going on even then, some 2,000 years ago. And he says, but you continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. He says, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. And certainly none of us know about this afternoon. None of us know about the next minute, if you will. And I was talking here a few months ago and was talking about how many heartbeats a human, how many times your heart beats a day, and how many times your heart beats a year, and even throughout a life expectancy. And we're talking billions of times that the human heart beats. And we don't even think about those things. We think about how many times the lungs draw in breath and let out breath. And we're all so caught up in life and the things of today and tomorrow that
I think sometimes we forget about who holds today and who holds tomorrow. And so here it is, James is talking about these things, and he's talking about, you know not what shall be on tomorrow. And certainly, I guess my thought this week, and has been for some time, I begin to think about, we have lost several members since I've been your pastor. We've lost several just this year that I loved them and were thankful for them and counted them as friends and brothers. And I want you to know, though, with every one of these that have passed, certainly I can think of three right off the top of my mind. They were unexpected deaths. I want you to understand that. One of them was a man not much older than me, Brother James. And Brother James, I believe, was 43 years old and wasn't feeling very well. And some from the church had tried to reach out to him and messaged him and hadn't heard anything back. And the next day they found him deceased there in his floor. But I want you to know, out of every one of these that have passed unexpectedly, I'm thankful to know that they had a promise of a better place to go. I'm thankful that they had something in their heart that this life, this place that we are here and dwelling in is not eternal, that each and every one of us is going to perish. But my friend, just as soon as they drawed their last breath, they took a heavenly flight. There to be with our Lord and Savior, the one that saved them and the one that gave his life for them. Well, Brother James was unexpected. It come as a great shock, I believe, to most of us. Brother Steve Sampson, loved that man. I'm thankful for him. Counted him as a good friend. And all Brother Sampson, as soon as he found out for months, we thought that Brother Sampson was just sick. We thought that maybe he had some problems with some medication, and maybe his sugar was low and was having some issues. But I want you to know that when the doctors told him that he had liver cancer, they told him to get his affairs in order. And bless your heart, he said, "I've had them in order for a long time." Brother Steve, as he was sitting in that hospital, he never dreamed, I don't believe, that he had cancer and would be dead sometime later. But I'm telling you, we make plans in this life, and we need to listen and obey the will of God. I'm telling you, it could be any one of us tomorrow. God is no respecter of person. It doesn't matter this morning if you're from the youngest. Listen, and I don't mean to scare you in a carnal way this morning, but I want to be real with you. I want to be honest with you this morning. Bless your heart that there's caskets that are made in the smallest size all the way up to an adult this morning. There's children. I don't understand it. But there's children this morning that has cancer and different things. And I've heard people say, well, if God was a loving God, why would he allow these things to happen? Listen, don't misunderstand the love of God this morning. He does love us. He loves us so much that he gave his son, that he shed his blood for us, that he became sin and paid a debt that we could not pay. He made a way. My friend, rest assured, each and every person in this building today will pass away. Rest assured. Well, I'll say this. We'll either pass away or he'll come back in a cloud of great glory. One of two things will happen. But I'm going to tell you, this morning, there's a world of people making plans and making preparations for things tomorrow that may never come. And my friend, there is one thing that you need to plan on. Is getting your affairs in order. Being ready. And Brother J.J., and I'll be honest with you, I struggled this morning thinking about this sermon. But that's all right. I never would have dreamed when they called me the other day and told me state trooper called me. I'm just going to be honest with you this morning. State trooper called me, Kentucky state trooper, and said, Brother Casey, told me his name, and my first thought was that he was calling something that happened to my wife and to my children. And he began to explain some things. And my heart just broke. For Sister Carrie and Tyler and the family, Alex and Hannah, my heart just broke. Because I know it's so easy to sit back and say, God, why did this happen? But I'm thankful that God has a plan. And I don't understand His plan. I don't, but God knows everything this morning. He knows what we stand in need of. He knows what we face. He knows my life. He knows exactly how I'm going to die. I don't know any of those things. But God does. He knows the very moment that I'll draw my last breath. I believe that. I believe He knows. I don't, but you know what I'm doing? I'm trusting in Him for what He's done for my soul. I don't know, but rest assured, one day I will. He says, it is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that we ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and do that. If the Lord will. Brother Mike talked about that this morning. If it's God's will. Listen to what Paul says over here in the Ephesian letter. In this first chapter in the 11th verse, he says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, talking about Jesus, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. The counsel of His will. The will of God. What is His will this morning for our lives? What does God desire in your life? Well, I can tell you that He says that it's His will that none should perish. None that should perish. That's His will. But you know something this morning? There's still some that perish and burn eternally because they failed to repent and trust upon the Lord Jesus. But it's His will. That's what He desires. That's what He wants for mankind. That's what He wants for each and every person, that they might be saved, that they might be born again. That's what He desires. So this morning, we need to be asking, what is the will of God? What is His will for us in our life? Is God, even in our darkest times, even in our darkest moments, isn't God still good? When we say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, ain't He? Well, I can't imagine going through this life without Him. I couldn't imagine having the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I couldn't imagine not having somebody to talk to when it seems like I don't have anybody else in this life. And you say, well, preacher, you're married, and I am, and I've got children, and I've got friends, but I'm telling you, when you've got a Savior that you can go to and talk to about things you don't feel like you can talk to anybody else about, it's special. He's with you in your darkest hours, in your darkest moments. I'm telling you, He's a friend indeed. The sovereignty of God. I believe Timothy put it this way. He says, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. He is the King of kings. He is the Creator of creators. He is the Creator of the world. I don't understand a lot of times why things happen the way they happen or why God does what He does. He's God. He's God. You know God can do anything. He can. You know, if right now He decided, I'm done with Casey Cole, I believe I'll just bring him on home, you know what He could do? He could be done with it. It's only and by and through His grace and His mercy that I'm still here right now breathing air. It is. And for those of you that's never been saved, it's only by His mercy that you aren't dead yet either. Everything through and by His mercy, His love. That though we desire to, though this morning that we deserve to be punished and to burn forever, and people say, well, I don't understand that. He's a loving God. Why? Listen, God is just and He's holy this morning, and God has made a way that you might be saved, but if you fail to believe and to repent and trust in His Son Jesus Christ, listen to me this morning, you'll perish and burn forever. That is not His will for you. His will this morning, His desire, is what He told His disciples. He said, I've gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am you may be also. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He wants you to go and spend forever with Him. And I'm thankful this morning. It's going to be a glad reunion day one day over there. I'm thankful that I'm going to draw my last breath one day after a while, but I'm thankful that God has given me a peace in my heart. And I'm thankful that I'm going to see the Savior. I'm thankful that I'm going to see my family again. And it's not by anything that I've done, but it's because of everything that Jesus Christ has done. This morning, there's a world of people making plans for tomorrow. I don't understand why God does the things He does, but He's God. And God does what He does because He has a plan and He has a reason. This morning, if God wills it, we'll have tomorrow. But I'm going to tell you right now, church, I pray that God would show us mercy and we may not lose another member for a long time. But I'm going to tell you now, it could be any one of us tomorrow. Every one of these that's passed away come unexpectedly. But I'm thankful that they was ready. I pray that you're ready. Are you ready to meet your Maker? I'm ready to meet Him. When He calls my name, I'm ready. I'm ready to meet Him. I'm ready to see Him. What about you? This morning, as we have a song, I know I made a mess this morning, but that's just what was on my heart. I could go on and on. I've heard people say, Brother Casey, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about those children there in Israel, and they cried out. Bible says they cried out, they's in bondage for over 400 years. People say, well, why didn't God answer? He did answer on His time. God provided for them every step of the way. We've got to be patient, wait on the Lord. Sometimes we get anxious. We want prayers. We want answered now. But it ain't on our time. I don't have all answers for you, but I'm thankful that God is sovereign this morning. He is a creator. He knows all things. And this morning, God is still good, even in the bad times, even in the darkest times of my life, God is still good. This morning, if you don't know the Lord, if you want to know what it is to have a peace in your heart that surpasses all understanding, if you want to meet my friend Jesus, I beg you this morning that you seek Him. If He's knocking on your heart and He's drawing you and He's let you know that you're lost, that you don't have what it takes to get home to be with Him one day after a while, you need to seek the Lord this morning. Go ahead, Brother Mike.
161. 161.